Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. There is a chance of flurries this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 22 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 13, and on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 38. And in the news for today, ballots for the Wisconsin spring primary elections have been set and are in place across the state for Tuesday, February 15th polling. If you miss the deadline, which was January 26th, to register to vote, you are allowed to register at your voting site on Election Day. If you have lived at your current address for at least 28 days before the election, you must provide proof of residency through a Wisconsin's driver's license or identification card, or the last four digits of your Social Security number, and a tax document that shows your current address, such as a utility bill, property tax bill, or bank statement. Polling places will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Across the state, the most anticipated vote result is in the U.S. Senator race, where Republican incumbent Ron Johnson is being challenged by 12 Democratic candidates, as well as four from his own party and three independents. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Wisconsin Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, and Milwaukee Bucks basketball team owner Alex Lazry are the top three Democratic candidates in the race. There will also be special elections for several U.S. congressional districts, including our own third, where current but soon-to-be former Democratic Representative Ron Kind will not be running for office after 20 years. Candidates from the Democratic Party include Brad Pfaff, who is currently serving in Wisconsin's state legislature from the 32nd District. Other Dem challengers are Deb McGrath and Mark Newman. Newman challenged Kind in the last two elections. Also on the Democratic ballot as independents are Rebecca Cook and Brett Knudsen, who is a declared Democratic Socialist. Derek Van Orden, a Republican who nearly defeated Kind in the 2020 election, is running again for the office and is being challenged by Denise Herless. Van Orden, who is a former Navy SEAL and avid former President Donald Trump supporter, is leading a campaign that is clouded by accusations that he participated in the January 6th insurrection in Washington, D.C., which he has denied. Beginning Tuesday, we will take a closer look at local elections, which in Viroqua include a primary for mayor, where there are three candidates and two city council ward elections, which also have three candidates. We will also look at other rural cities and the Vernon County Board of Supervisors. A story from West Politics that arrived to WDRT late last week informs us that Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced a bill with Republican U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana, to invest $175 million annually in strengthening the country's response against future pandemics. The Tracking Pathogens Act would use the funds to support genetic surveillance and genomic sequencing, which has been used to identify, survey, and understand new variants of COVID-19. The bill would also issue guidance to encourage collaborations for sequencing and award grants to public health agencies to establish centers of excellence and promote further infectious disease research. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.